One girl would try and make her dress.
Well, pretty than the other, but it was nothing expensive, though. It was cheap stuff, 10 cents a yard. Cheap stuff, and the one would try to outdo the other one.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, they would look nice, even though they were cheap. Even we'd get this here paper and decorate our dresses, just like put different color paper all around our dresses, you know, to make them look nice. But it was no expensive dresses. It was 10, 15 cents a yard.
And you always wore a sash, didn't you? A lot of times
people
wore a sash.
Big old sash in the back,
Well, when a person wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, or have one made, she usually, to buy the cloth, she took along a little square cloth to use as a
sample
when she wanted it.
Mm-hmm. If she didn't know what she wanted, you know, if she had something that she had to match, and she would take a little piece of sample and see. We still do that.
Now, when your husband say he had to go to church or something like that, and his old clothes had wore out, he'd go out and buy himself a
suit.
A new
suit.
New suit?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that would have a coat, and underneath their coat they'd wear, a man would wear a
vest. You know they're coming out of those vests again?
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a suit with one. Maybe I just haven't bought a suit in a while.
They're coming out with them. I see a lot of them on the paper, you know, that the picture of them.
Yes, ma'am.
And the ladies are wearing them too now.
What would your husband wear around the barn? He just wear a shirt,
you know, and a pair of pants, you know. It didn't make any difference what color they were. They just were work clothes, you see.
Did he wear over? Just things that would, you know.
He never would wear overalls. My son wore overalls, but he never would.
Yes, ma'am.
He didn't like them, and he wouldn't wear them.
Now, they had buttons, or a jacket would have fancy buttons.
Mm-hmm, down the front. There was no zipper in our days, you know, too much. It was all buttons. Now you just zip them up.
You might say a coat didn't fit, or it won't fit this year, but last year it fit. It fits you.
Mm-hmm.
Your sons would always stuff a lot of things in their pockets, like pecans, and it would make them...
Stretchy.
Bulge
out. Uh-huh.
When you were washing cotton shirts, they usually would...
Starch them?
Well, cotton had a habit of doing what?
Shrinking.
Yeah, every time you washed a cotton shirt, it...
It shrunk. That was mostly true.
What about the things that you would wear for ornamentation, like around your wrist you might wear?
Well, we had wristwatches in my days, and we had bracelets, you know.
You carry your coins in a...
Oh, you're talking about a purse. I tell you the truth. I would tell you, we didn't have any coins to carry around. We just went without them. A little bit of money we had, we carried in our hands, I guess. I can't remember ever having a purse. Just, you know, carried in a handkerchief or something, tied in the corner of a handkerchief and gone.